True seeing, this is Aratima. When you came into this world, you began to see. Initially, everything was unclear. As a baby, we don't even know what we're seeing, and seeing itself is developing. And we begin to lock into the different forms and receive their meaning, the labels that our mom and dad gave us, and point and name that helps us to orient ourselves in this physical body and in this physical world. So we received a description of the world and a name also for ourselves and for the body that you have, that you live in, that you identify with. You receive the different names for your arms, legs, feet, and everything was learned, the numbers, the letters, and you begin to see the way others are seeing. In reality, everything is in flux, and everything is shifting and moving, coming into form and changing. This room you're sitting in, the paint right now in this moment is literally flaking off and is not really as solid and stuck on the wall as it might look to your eyes. Your perception sees a certain amount of static, things being stable. Yet the truth is that everything is shifting and moving. Now, when suffering occurs, it is a sign that the perception is too stuck, too crystallized, and too stable. You are too much in the past, whereas the paint has already been flaking off from the wall. And it is the invitation to remember that everything is fluid, and yet even more true, everything is light. If we go back to the analogy of the dark room with a object in the corner that looks like a curled up snake, and the moment we decide to turn on the light to bring light to the snake, to this scary object, then suddenly everything changes. The shadows disappear and colors arise, and suddenly that object is a rope and it's not so scary anymore. In fact, there's a complete flip in the brain from snake and potential death being bitten to a rope that is actually useful, that might be good to put around something and work with. A huge shift in the description of your world comes about through light, through bringing more light to your seeing. When we meditate, what we do is we illumine our seeing. We want to really truly see more clearly, more truly, and we change the description that we were given when we grew up. In essence, when we see something, we bring it into existence. The third eye is not just an eye that sees the oneness of existence, that sees the light, whereas the two eyes, the left and the right physical eye, are seeing the duality of things, the forms. And the third eye is doing also something that has to do with creating. When we see, we create something. We see something and we label it. And usually we label it from memories and learned behaviors of seeing from other people, from parents and the collective. And the seeing that puts things into creation is not just a simple visualizing. The seeing is rooted in your being, your whole being. It has to be true to you. It is your true reality. When you, right now, the way you go through your life, you see life in a certain way and it's completely aligned with your being. You believe in it, we could say. So this is now your particular crystallized way of perceiving the world, your description that's right now useful and makes you happy. As you continue to meditate, you're going to blur out the lines of the forms, the way you see the world right now, which is made out of form. And the lines begin to blur out, the more it's like a picture, like a photograph that gets overexposed. And when you overexpose it and the lines get blurred out, the definition of, for example, a disease, let's say you're experiencing a problem, a disease, a situation that you can label, it has a beginning and an end, there is structure to it, it's a form, it's an object, something you have labeled. As you begin to bring more light to it, you begin to create a completely different object. It becomes something different, just like the rope turned into a snake or the snake turned into a rope. Either way, there's something flips. This is of great importance because you can see that as you're meditating, your immersing yourself into the light begins to change you, your lens, how you look at the world, how you perceive the world, what you're projecting out will change. You're actually literally beginning to project out something different because the light within you is beginning to fill you up and to bleed through you into your aura, and it begins to shine out, and the things that look dark and solid begin to become more transparent, more luminous. Not in the sense that they're really transparent. They become more fluid. They become void of suffering. There's less and less suffering because the heaviness is gone, because things are in motion. Things become fluid. Things pop in and out of reality. And they're becoming more aligned or more resonant with who you really are, which is an ever flux of luminosity, of states of mind that are joyfully dancing within you and that can be let go of or dropped out of when they are too dense and not resonating with who you are in this particular moment. So true seeing is really seeing things through more light. And that's why we close our eyes and detach from the forms and the thoughts, because the thoughts are the forms, and allow ourselves to drop deep into the source of all of that, which is that dark light, the pure potential that emerges then as new forms. There are many, many frequencies. Every thought has a different frequency, really. And often people are used to only hanging out in particular frequencies. They have those go-to frequencies. Just think about it today. What were most of the frequencies you hung out in? What were your common thoughts or ways of looking at things? What is your go-to movement, your habit? And as we are true perceivers of something, of light or of less light, we are like a radio and we are receiving the signals, life that moves through us. We're like a flute that life moves through. And if we are narrowing ourselves down, we cause to be in a form of like a bandwidth on a radio station, like FM or AM, shortwave, all these different bandwidths that you probably still remember from those radios back then that your parents had, and you push a button and it totally sounds different. And you feel that the voice coming from that particular wavelength sounds so different than the one on the FM station. And there's different information in there and different people listening to that particular bandwidth. So if you switch over to back to FM, it appears like that other bandwidth is gone. You're not experiencing it, but there are actually a number of people that are on the other bandwidth. In meditation, you become skilled in flipping in and out of different bandwidths. And you want to choose the ones that are more joyous for you. So you become more skilled in accessing the frequencies that are more luminous, that make you feel better, that have a higher frequency in some way. So the invitation is to truly perceive. If there is something in your life that is painful, ask yourself, how can you see this differently? And a coach would pretty much go through an analytical process, a very creative process, actually not really an analytical process, but somewhat of a creative process to reframe something and make it look different. we're even going a little further. We are basically just letting go. We learn to let go completely of that painful perception. We allow ourselves to fall back into the ocean of existence. And then as we fall back into the light, we come back out with more light. And that naturally will then project out a completely different situation. And our life begins to change because we're projecting more light out. Because remember, essentially, there's only oneness. It makes it a lot easier if we're applying that principle that there's only oneness. We perceive duality, but when we work with our issues, it becomes easier to default back that we're actually engaging in our own projections. And if the projection is too dark, let's add some light. Let's go inward and re-frequency it, maybe a new word. Give it a new frequency, bring it more towards the light, fill it up with the light. And so you begin to recognize that you're the seer and the projections and the blaming stops. There's no getting caught in duality. We want to wake up to the self that we are. Now, some people find that too difficult and they're more wired to open the heart in the sense of changing the feelings and allowing more positive feelings to reign. And the same process applies there as well. You are literally seeing through the heart. Really, the brain is in the heart. It's even said in the East that the true brain is in the heart. It has an intelligence. And even science is saying now that the heart is the leader of the brain and has a lot to do with how the brain functions. So we're coming back again to the meditation, to going inward and to reconfigure ourselves so that we are seeing something differently. And maybe your seeing is more of a feeling. And so it's a feeling seeing. It's all really the same thing. It's just experience on a different chakra. And the same thing is true for the sensation, the seeing through the lower chakras where there's sensation in the body, pain or pleasure, more in a tactile sense. And when we immerse ourselves inward back into the ocean of existence, then luminosity will be filling up the aura and the lower chakras as well, so that then the sensations feel more pleasant in the body and there's more of an anand and more of a bliss in the body. So we are truly perceivers and we want to become masterful in at will switching the frequency band. And when we're in the wrong station, we just have to switch into another one. And if we can't do it through simple willpower, which means as you have a certain amount of energy in your lower chakras, there's a certain amount of energy accumulated where you can just shift. It's like a rocket that takes off and pushes through to the gravitational field, and so that you can then just coast. If you don't have that, then you sit down, you go inward, and maybe that's just even a few minutes. Or just, you know, your 20 minutes, half an hour, or sometimes even longer. If you want to shift something that is really stuck, just say, you know, I'm going to sit down now. And as long as it takes, I'm not going to get up before it's completely luminous until what I'm experiencing right now is not there anymore. I have shifted into a higher frequency, into a different band of experience. Because the band that you are experiencing right now, let's say there is a denser band that is full of suffering, there are sufficient amount of people holding this in place. It's not that it's too difficult to find or to go back there. It remains. You can go back there, but you want to take off into a more higher frequency that gives you a better sense of well-being. So we're true seers. And when we see something with more luminosity, with more colors, and with more ease, we're allowing things to shift and change. We're in a good place. When we begin to kind of get too stuck in something, it's usually a sign that we need to meditate a little bit more and become more fluid again and allow the light to fill you up and sitting deeply in your core and allowing yourself to become one again with what is really true. And so true seers see a never-ending play of light, a play of existence that has never a beginning or an end. It's infinite, and we can enjoy it. And we just want to see when we are not enjoying it, and then partaking in the more luminous frequencies that bring forth a better experience in life.